This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. That's right, folks. You can weigh anything you want to weigh. So the question is, why are you still fat? The answer is, and this is hard for you to grasp, but once you will be free of all your needs to keep putting food in your mouth. The reality is, you will not permit yourself to be thin. You say, that's crazy, John. I would give anything to weigh 30 pounds less, or 40, or 50. I'm fat. My life is ugly. My health is impaired. I could get diabetes. I don't like the way I look. I wear clothes I don't want to wear. It's impairing my social life, my health. It's ruining everything. But then, why don't you weigh less? It's not rocket science. You know exactly what to do. Now, to show you how simple this whole thing is, and why everybody else is just making an enormous mistake trying to sell you things, which is the way I'm not trying to do. I don't want a penny of your money. I have nothing to sell you. Look, suppose a visitor from another planet would come to the United States. It could be anywhere in the world, but let's suppose it's the United States. He comes here and he says to you, John or Mary, I understand that there's a very significant health crisis in the United States. It's called something like obesity. A lot of people really weigh too much, and it's causing them enormous unhappiness. It's impairing their health. It's causing problems with their relationships. They would give anything to weigh less. And the visitor said to you, you must not know what to do. And you would say, well, of course, we all know exactly what to do. And the visitor would say, well, if you know what to do, why don't you do it? He said, well, we know what to do. It's just eat less, put less food in our mouth, or eat different kinds of food, put different kinds of food in our mouth. And the visitor says, well, my gosh, the problem is now solved. You know exactly what to do. Why don't you do it? And you would say, we can't. The visitor would say, are you crazy? You tell me all these awful things about being obese and fat, and you tell me you can't, you know exactly what to do and you can't stop, and you say, that's right. We can't stop it. That's the problem, isn't it, folks? Look at it realistically. You made yourself fat, and I will tell you again, you had no choice, and now you're stuck being fat. But you know exactly what to do to make it go away. You know exactly what to do to solve your problem. Eliminate your health risk, improve your social life, perhaps improve your job or your professional life, wear clothes you want to wear, stop wearing clothes you hate wearing. So why don't you do it? You say, oh, it's too hard. I have a new diet. I'm going to get a new diet next week. I promise to do something. The diet is not the problem. Losing weight is a flawed concept. Why? If you statistically, something like 97% of everyone who loses weight or thinks they lost weight gains it back. Really. And that's what we're talking about today. You will not let yourself be thin. You say, that's crazy. I would do anything to be thin. Really. I'll bet you at some point in time you have lost 10 or 20 or 30 or 50 pounds. And you were thrilled with it, thrilled. Then what happened? You know what happened? What happens every time and it will happen next time. You gradually began putting some of the foods that you felt deprived of back in your mouth. And your weight began going up again. You knew it was happening. All you had to do was look in the mirror, get on a scale. You didn't even have to do that. You could feel it. But you didn't stop it. Why? Because you couldn't. And here's the part that nobody seems to recognize. Everybody has a flawed explanation of it. Here's the fact of the matter is, the reason you got fat is because you felt an emotional need. That's right, an emotional need to put food in your mouth, which caused you to be fat. You knew you were doing it. But you got to a point where intellectually you hated it because you were fat or overweight or grossly overweight. But emotionally, you were comfortable. You say, John, that's crazy. I hate it. I'm uncomfortable. It's ruining my life. Then I say, really, make it go away. You don't need me to tell you what to do. If you want a diet, there's a million books out there. Want to go to meetings? Go to meetings. If you want to buy foods, buy foods. You can't do it. You have people on television say, gee, I lost 40 pounds. Buy this product. Maybe. Maybe they did. You think maybe they're getting paid for it? You think maybe that's an extra added incentive? Somebody gave you $1 million. You think you could lose 10 pounds? Yeah, probably. But the problem is that every time you get thin, you end up going back to your prior weight, And the thing you must grasp, and you will, is that you feel emotionally comfortable weighing what you want to weigh, weighing what you do now. You want to weigh less. If you weigh 200 pounds or 250, 300, the reason you can't weigh less is you won't let yourself. Intellectually you can, emotionally you won't let yourself, because you do not feel comfortable at that weight, at a lower weight. You say, that's insane. Really, I say, then go do it. One of the reasons I developed this process, and I tell you to think about what you eat and understand why you're eating, is so you can understand why you've done this and why you continue to do it and why you are the one who will not let yourself be thin. Getting thin is the easiest thing in the world. However, losing weight is virtually impossible on a long-term permanent basis. Why? Because you can't do it. If you know somebody who does, that's great. They haven't, I will tell you right now, they haven't just lost weight. They have eliminated the emotional need they feel to weigh what they do. For example, a friend of yours has diabetes, and he lost 50 pounds. He's on a restrictive diet, and all of a sudden you become concerned that you may get diabetes. All of a sudden, if your fear is great enough to overcome your emotional need to be fat, you'll go down in weight. Because why? Because your emotional need for food and your being comfortable weighing more has been overcome by a fear, which is probably the greatest emotional need of all, or emotional thing of all, fear. You don't have to be afraid to go do this. I'm explaining to you about people who have lost weight. If they haven't just lost weight, if it was just losing weight, they'd gain it back. Anytime somebody loses weight or weighs less for a period of years, it's not just because they lose weight. It's because they've changed emotionally, eliminated emotional need, but I'll bet there's very few of those people around. People always say, well, keeping it off is the hardest part. And indeed, should be the easiest part. After all, you already lost 30 pounds. Assume you lost 30 pounds. Why would you ever gain it back? Think about it. You'd be so happy you lose 30 or 50 pounds less, but why'd you gain it back? You didn't want to, but why would you do it? The answer is really simple, and what you have to do, understand it intellectually, then emotionally. You felt a need to get back to the weight at which you feel emotionally comfortable. That's why all the diet books in the world and all the diets and all the programs almost certainly will not enable you to weigh permanently less. You will not let yourself do it. You will not let yourself be thin. You have to grasp this. Unless you can understand it and appreciate it, you're never going to change. I will tell you, once you learn how to eliminate your emotional need for food, you will no longer feel emotionally comfortable being fat. Once you get thin, where the weight you want to be at, the minute you gain 2 or 3 pounds, and you will immediately say, I can't stand this. Your body will tell you, I can't stand it, and you will lose the weight in a heartbeat. Just like that. It is that simple. Anyway, this is John Thomas, and we'll continue this in another podcast.